It pays to remember that there are certain things which will help reduce the intensity of the sensations, and others which make them worse. Although you may not have realized it, many of your impulses in the past may possibly have not been the most efficient at stopping an attack. There are four basic steps to learn. I suggest you become very, very familiar with them. Repeat them like a mantra over and over to yourself whenever a wave of anxiety begins. Slow breathing. Still body. Safe thoughts. Stable energy. Slow, still, safe, and stable. Let's go through them now, one by one. Slow breathing. Even if difficulty breathing is not your main symptom, slowing down your breathing is nonetheless one of the most effective ways to lower adrenaline. With your right hand on your chest and your left hand on your tummy, take in a nice, slow, deep breath. And as you let it out, feel yourself already becoming more relaxed. Another deep breath in, and as your chest fills, notice your tummy rising, and as it empties, see it flatten again. Rising and falling. All the time becoming slower and slower. More and more regular. The cycle slowing all the time. As you continue breathing, repeat these words to yourself. I am breathing in calm. I am breathing out fear. I am breathing in calm. I am breathing out fear. I am breathing in calm. I am breathing out fear. Still your body and stay where you are. By pacing, fidgeting, or running for the nearest exit, you are giving yourself an SOS message saying that you're about to be overwhelmed and are in fact instructing your muscles to prepare for the worst. This generates more adrenaline and actually intensifies your panic. By deciding to stay still, you are by contrast giving yourself a message of empowerment. One that says, no real danger exists. If I stay where I am, I will still be safe. The tension can only begin to leave your body when you allow it to go slack and loose. You can do this by relaxing into an armchair, leaning up against a wall, draping your head forwards onto your arms at your desk, or tipping back the car seat. Closing your eyes, go absolutely still. Totally and completely still. Not moving at all. quiet and relaxed, safe and calm, surrendering now to what's happening in your body, floating with the wave of sensations as it washes over you, completely still and quiet. No more resistance. Remind yourself over and over, this will soon pass. I can allow this to wash over me. Safe thoughts. Although your mind may tend to race thinking how to prevent the imminent disaster, try to stay with what's happening right now in the present moment. By allowing your thoughts to run the mental video of the worst scenario, you are once again sending mayday messages of helplessness to yourself, not safety. These catastrophe images raise your adrenaline and activate rather than calm your nervous system. By consciously choosing to focus on sound medical facts about the sensations you are experiencing, you can substitute images of safety. None of the sensations of panic are dangerous, no matter how intense they become. A panic attack can never harm you. You will never stop breathing because of panic. There is a mechanism to prevent that happening. Your heart is not at risk during a panic attack. No matter how fast or forcefully it beats, this unpleasant sensation has nothing whatsoever to do with heart attack. Your fearful thoughts are not a form of mental illness, nor do they lead to it. Catastrophic or paranoid thoughts always accompany very high levels of adrenaline. Although it is a common fear, nobody loses control or does irrational or bizarre things as a result of a panic attack. Stabilize your energy. These energy exercises have the effect of grounding and stabilizing the chaos of a panic attack, rather like a lightning conductor neutralizing the powerful current by earthing it into the ground. Slide the tip of your tongue up behind your front teeth to the ridge where the gum rises up into the hard palate. There's a trigger mechanism here, which exerts a very stabilizing effect if you stimulate it with the tongue. Breathe in, and as you exhale, push your tongue into that spot, like you're pressing on a doorbell. And as you do so, visualize your breath running down the center of your body into your pelvis, down into your legs, and grounding in the earth. Like the roots of a tree, making you stable, solid, and safe. This exercise makes an energetic statement, which says, I can handle this. This is not outside my realm of influence. Sound is also a very stabilizing force for your energy. This chant allows you to respond to your own voice establishing a center and calming the chaotic emotion. With your left hand on your stomach and your right hand below your navel, chant with me. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, om. Direct the O sound to the area under your left hand and the ah to the area under your right. And to finish, direct the om to your belly button. Let's recap. Slow breathing, still body, safe thoughts, stable energy. Slow, still, safe, stable. The symptoms of rising adrenaline, which are the easiest to be readily aware of, are tense muscles, fast breathing, and racing, worrying thoughts. If you practice the following exercises regularly, they'll teach you to maintain your body and mind in a less excitable state all the time, and remove the adrenaline that triggers panic attacks. Let's look at your body tension first. Once your brain has picked up any threat whatsoever, your muscles are alerted to brace themselves for action, to rise to the challenge and get the job done. Whenever you're worried or insecure about something, even a small thing like having to make a difficult phone call or trying to fit something into an already tight schedule, you hunch your shoulders, pace around and set your facial muscles into a frown. When your body is on alert, it looks and acts very differently to when it's calm. In these times we live in, so ruled by deadlines and high standards, if in addition you've become apprehensive of the next panic attack, you can be running high adrenaline levels around the clock, with your muscles never really going off duty, so you can completely lose touch with what it feels like to be relaxed. For this reason, learning the skill of turning off and tuning out benefits almost everyone who's experiencing stress, but particularly if you're having panic attacks, because high adrenaline is their breeding ground.